You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today is a good day. I just want to take a deep breath and release. It's been a busy day for me today, and I'm excited about the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday so that I can get a chance to relax and just have some quiet time. And I hope that you also get the opportunity to have some downtime. We are coming towards the end of 2021, and boy, what in a year it has been. And the guests that I have today, I'm just so excited because Tom Palladino just opens up a world of possibilities in the area of energy healing and just work in scalar energy. And so I'm just so excited about what he's going to be teaching us today. But I just want to let you know that, you know, as a psychologist with over 23 years of experience, I am here to really help you on this journey of mental wellness, the journey of emotional health, and really how we think about ourselves and perceive ourselves. And so much of what we know is changing. And I just really want people to begin to open their minds up to other ways of thinking and other experiences and other ways of healing, because there are, our world is changing. And oftentimes in our psychological mindsets, we're limited. We limit ourselves by what we know or what's familiar. And there's so much more out there. There's so many other possibilities. So I just really want to encourage you to continue to explore and be open to learning, learn more about me, the services that I provide, the coaching that I do. I'm doing pretty much teletherapy for the last 2 years. I haven't been back in my office because this is really a new time in space that we're in. And so, check out what I have to offer at my website. It's healthyminds.expert. And then, of course, always the CBD, that I'm a daily user and advocate of CBD, because everyone walking has an endocannabinoid system that is responsible for homeostasis. And we need balance right now in our lives. And so with that, I want to introduce my special guest. This information is so transforming for me personally. The gentleman is Tom Palladino, and he is a scalar energy researcher with over 25 years of experience developing healing techniques designed to help people all over the world to recover from pathogenic infection and experience true health and wellness. His story begins back in his undergraduate days when he became inspired by his research into the work of various scientists, exploring discoveries and theories of Hieronymus, I hope I'm saying that right, Moray, Priori, and Nikola Tesla. This intrigued him, right? This existence of an energy that is not a part of the electromagnetic spectrum. And taking this as his inspiration, he dedicated himself to a course of independent study in order to better understand the possibilities of this unique energy, with the ultimate aim of successfully harnessing it. Tom realized that the scalar energy he was studying has been known to many cultures throughout the ages. It has been referred to as prana, chi, I think I'm saying that right, radiant energy, zero point energy, argon, elliptic energy. He's gonna let me know. Encouraged by timeless all-pervading nature of this fundamental energy source. And after years of experimentation and modification, Tom Palladino developed a unique healing technique using scalar energy called scalar light that appears to have the ability to transmute pathogens quickly and painlessly. And I'm not even going to go any much further. I want him to tell you more about it. And I just want to welcome you. Thank you so much, Tom, for giving of your time and your expertise. I'm so excited to learn more about this scalar energy.
Thank you for the invitation, Dr. Erica. Thank you.
So can you just tell my listeners, really, where does the scalar energy originate from? And what's the difference between scalar energy and electromagnetic energy?
There are two energies. And most people are familiar with electricity and magnetism, the electromagnetic spectrum. There's a better energy. There's a more subtle energy. There's an energy that can command nature, which is scalar energy. So in deference, I want to work with scalar energy as opposed to electricity, because it is a much more versatile energy. So I've made a career out of studying scalar energy, not electricity. And I would say that the first man to harness and control scalar energy was Nikola Tesla, the great scientist, Nikola Tesla. And many people wonder about his work. And he was a genius. And one of the reasons he was a genius is that he saw that there were two energies. Tesla began his career with AC electricity. He ended his career with scalar energy, what he called radiant energy. Now, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is scalar energy controls nature much more so, in a much more consummate fashion than that of electricity. So what is energy? It's a tool. Now, would you rather want to have an energy, electricity that controls nature indirectly, or scalar energy that has direct, consummate control over nature? Tesla saw that. I see that. And we're going to inculcate that thought today, that scalar energy is the energy of the future. It allows us to control the universe. We have fundamental control of the universe with scalar energy.
I love this, and it reminds me of this idea of how we're all connected, that everything is energy, and we're all connected to this energy kind of field. How does that, is that the scalar energy that you're referring to?
Exactly. It's thought, it's prayer, it's consciousness, chi, prana. Some people call it the breath of the Holy Spirit. The Alpha and the Omega, Akashic record. There is an energy, an all-pervading energy or essence. That's what we're working with. It's non-physical. It's the spirit of the universe. It's the perfect information system. Right now, we're having a Zoom talk on a computer, which is a cloud, an information cloud. There's something much more sublime and much more perfect than the computer cloud, information system. It's the universal information system of scalar energy. Some people call that the matrix today, or zero point energy. It's the information, the intelligence of the universe. I have instruments that allow me access to the intelligence of the universe. And once I have access to the intelligence of the universe, then I can instruct nature. And that's what I'm doing. I have the ability to instruct nature.
Wow. That just seems like inconceivable. can you tell us how the machine works? Because I know that we send photos, and by the photo, you're able yes. to scan
yes.
and do healing. Can you explain to us a little bit about this process and the energy transmutation of matter?
Yes. To make that clear, people will email me photographs. This is my photograph. I would actually print out a photograph and place it inside the instrument. I only work with photographs because a photograph has a signal or intelligence. There you go. Scalar intelligence or scalar instructions are on a photograph. Now, when I place my photograph or somebody's photograph in an instrument, there's a connection in the Akashic realm, or there's a connection by way of the Holy Spirit. It's an information system, so I can send instructions into the photograph. I can instruct that photograph to look for, say, a virus or a bacterium and to break it apart. I can instruct that photograph to balance the seven chakras or balance the brain waves. I can instruct that photograph to create an endorphin or a hormone or a vitamin. So this is the consummate control that you have with scalar energy. You can break apart the molecular bonds, what is harmful, a toxin, pollutant, a germ, a microbe, or you can create an endorphin, or you can create a hormone. So with this intelligence system, you're able to break apart, eliminate what's harmful, and then create or rearrange what is beneficial.
And it's all done at a scalar energetic level. So it's not something that you can see.
Correct.
But it's something you should be able to feel.
Yes, it's non-physical. We're not working with electricity, which is a stream of electrons. We're working with the presence of this intelligence. So this intelligence is omnipresence. It's able to be accessed by way of a scalar energy instrument. Once you access that dimension, consciousness or zero point energy, it's a different dimension. And it does not obey the same laws of electricity. And within that dimension, you again have immediate access to information, intelligence. And the universe is at your beck and call then. Once you're within that information system, you can control nature.
It's so amazing. It kind of reminds me of when you go into that very peaceful meditative state, and it almost feels like you're connecting with, for me, I would say, like that one source or God. A lot of people will say other names, but is that what you're speaking of?
Yes. It's source, it's divine energy, yes. Now, keep in mind, electricity is a movement of electrons. We're not moving electrons. We're way, way past that. We're actually accessing a different dimension, the intelligence of the universe, or the mind of God. And in so doing, once we access that dimension, we have access to the intelligence or the instructions of the universe. We are in the driver's seat, if you will, of the universe. We control the universe.
I love that, because I know that when you're in that kind of like state, I don't even know what to call it, it's just a peace, it seems as if time stands still. Yes. Can you speak a little bit about that as it relates to scalar energy?
That's a good point. Now, remember, when we're in this all-pervasive omnipresence of God, time does stand still. Scalar energy supersedes time, transcends time. There is no time in the scalar energy force field. There's no past or future. Everything is always in the present moment. Now, what does that mean? We're not subject to nature. Nature is subject to us. In a scalar energy environment, we're no longer subject to time. We're outside of time. So in a scalar energy paradigm, we're able to transcend time and space. I'll give you an example of that. There was a man by the name of Grebennikov. He developed a scalar energy levitation device. He could actually levitate with scalar energy on a platform. And when he was levitating, he realized that his wristwatch would always stand still. In a scalar energy environment, his wristwatch never advanced. Time stood still for him inside that scalar energy environment, whereas outside of that scalar energy environment, time continued. Meaning what? In a scalar energy environment, this man, Grebennikov, with his levitation device, was able to operate outside of the time-space continuum, if you will. And he transcended time. Time did not matter. He was not subject to time when he was levitating on his scalar energy platform.
Wow. I mean, it's just mind blowing to me. I'm listening to you and my mind is processing it, but it just seems so, it's just so such advanced way of thinking.
It's a different dimension, doctor. It's a different reality. So what am I saying to the audience? The electromagnetic environment that we live in now, this is a physical environment. We understand that. Scalar energy itself, scalar energy is non-physical. And you enter into the spirit realm, so to speak. And it really is a different dimension. It's a different reality. Now, we have two dimensions. We have two realities, electromagnetic and scalar. When you're in a scalar energy environment, it's nothing like the electromagnetic environment. They're two different laws. The principles are quite different.
And I was just thinking too, if in that scalar energy dimension or that other dimension, I know a lot of people are talking about fifth dimension, this transition from a three-dimensional experience into a fifth dimensional experience, it seems to me that any healing would be immediate. Is that true?
Yes. Very good. All action in the scalar energy environment is instantaneous. Why? If there's no time, then there's no time lag. So all action in the scalar energy environment is immediate, instantaneous. There cannot be any dilation of time. That's brilliant of you. And this is what we have found. Scalar energy, you could propagate a scalar wave, so to speak. It would traverse our solar system in an instant. In other words, it's the concatenation. Everything is connected through scalar energy. So, if you will, there's no point A and point B. The entire universe is one point. It's the unified field. It's the steady state where everything is interconnected. And if everything is interconnected, you're outside of time and space. You're no longer subject to time and space because the paradigm that you're in obviates time and space.
I love this. I love this. And I guess for me as a psychologist, I'm thinking to myself, does this have the potential to completely eliminate emotional conditions like depression, anxiety, stress conditions? Because a lot of our physical ailments are stress induced. Okay. Talk a little bit about that.
I would say many people who've worked with me after a few months, we're able to perform what we call a chakra balance. In other words, these scalar energy instruments are so strong that they balance the brain waves and they balance our seven chakras, the meridians. Now, brain waves are really our scalar waves. Our seven chakras are seven points of scalar energy, meaning what? Our thinking and our emotions are really tied to scalar energy, which is the information system once again. And by virtue of the fact that these instruments are so strong, they automatically, if you will, balance the brain waves and balance the seven chakras. Now, if you are of good disposition, many times you can enjoy that brain reprogramming, that chakra reprogramming. And in so doing, you benefit it without having to do any work on your own. It's the energy that is correcting. The energy is self-correcting. The energy is self-directed. Remember, I said I believe this is divine energy. So the prime mover is divine energy, God. It's not me. And when I administer scalar energy, it will reinstruct or reprogram the brain, the mind, and the seven chakras. Many people have said that they have a state of bliss after the chakra balancing. Many people say that they can come to grips with trauma. Others have said that this has kicked a habit, a sex habit, an alcohol habit, an addiction habit. How does that happen? By the instructions of scalar energy, by the, if you will, the reboot or the reprogramming of this energy, which is instructive energy. Now, this is anecdotal, but if all of that is true and there is a cause and relationship between my instrument, a scalar energy instrument, in a person's psyche, well, I've always said that this is a new chapter in mental health.
Absolutely. And it's exciting for me because I think that so many people believe that if you have a mental condition, it's permanent. It's a genetic thing, and you can't heal from it or you can't eliminate it. And so I do so much re-educating with our new science that really wasn't new, but it's kind of new to our Western ideology about how, you know, with epigenetics and neuroplasticity and all of this is a continuing progression of change. And this just kind of takes the cake. For lack of a better word, you know, this is like transformative energetically.
It is.
Immediately.
It is. It's transformative. It's an immediate change. It's an instantaneous action. Now you see why Dr. Erica and I are so excited. So enthralled.
It is. You know, it's
Nikola Tesla was right. These scientists who studied quantum physics, quantum mechanics, they're right. In other words, the hard way, people, is to do things by way of a chemical or surgery or by way of the pulley or the armature or transistor, so to speak. You know, all of those are physical inventions. What if we go to non-physical reality and have the information produce the change, not a transistor, not a satellite, not a computer, have the energy, have the matrix make that necessary change and improvement. I would much rather work in an immaterial, a non-physical environment where we don't have to drill for oil. We don't have to build computers. We don't have to maintain satellites. Now, what am I getting at? This new technology, it's a non-physical science that will replace much of the existing technology, which is predicated upon some type of physical structure. You don't need a physical structure with scalar energy. The stars already exist. That's the information system of the universe. We're not going to create a star of greater magnitude than that of God. So all you have to do is tap into the star power, and then you have free energy. This is what Nikola Tesla wanted to do. He wanted to tap star power, radiant energy. The new power plant of the future are the stars. Yeah. You don't need to dig for coal. You don't need a nuclear reactor. You don't need a turbine. The power plants are infinite. It's the infinite number of stars. We're getting very close to accessing that energy.
Yeah, I believe so. And the more and more I study, the more it seems to me that what we can't see in a physical three-dimensional object is so much more real. You know, what we can't see, that energy is so much more real in creating the experiences that we want to have, in creating the environments that we want to live in, to creating the physical, than was once believed. And I think this is the transition that our entire planet is going through right now.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I think there are some favorable consequences from the pandemic. And I do mean that. And one of them is people are starting to rethink many things. You know, we've seen some failures in the past 2 years. And, you know, I'm not here to chide anybody, but when there's a failure, you look for improvements. You don't make excuses. And many people that I work with are saying, Tom, we're looking for a new medical model or an improvement in the medical model. And I'm saying bravo to that.
Yeah. And I think, too, with the scalar energy and the technique that you use, so many people will see benefit immediately. And that has to be a powerful model.
Right.
I mean, we're all result driven, right?
Exactly. Exactly. That at the end of the day, does it work? Do we see performance? Now, I can say about scalar energy in general, and in my work in specific, yes, it performs. Why? It's fundamental. Energy is fundamental. It doesn't take a day off. And energy never fails. It's a first principle. It's a first cause. So I'm not trying to use this as a cliche. If you want something that's dependable, you can depend upon energy, light. It's fundamental. Mm-hmm. It observes the laws of nature. It's not whimsical. So once we start using scalar energy, the first cause of the universe, so to speak, that information system, that you're never going to have a rainy day again. It's not subject to any vagary.
Yeah. And I do think, too, once people become open to this new form of healing, I think it will eliminate a lot of the discriminatory factors, you know, yeah. of why certain groups of people have more physical ailments or why certain groups of people have less access to resources.
Very good. It evens the playing field. Why? A fundamental law always evens the playing field. There is no elite with a fundamental law of the universe. The fundamental law of the universe is for everybody. It doesn't, your socioeconomic status does not matter. Scalar energy is for everybody. It will liberate humanity.
I love it. Okay. So tell my listeners where they can get your special and learn more about the work that you do.
Yeah, the website is scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com. And in order to introduce this groundbreaking technique of working with people by way of their quantum field through a photograph, remember, all of my work is with a photograph. Visit the website, scalarlight.com. We have a 15-day session. Anybody in the world can upload your photograph and the photograph of your family and pets. And when you do so, then you're going to experience the chakra balancing on a daily basis. We're going to eradicate microbes on a daily basis and create, assemble nutrients on a daily basis. So after 15 days of those sessions, you're going to say, well, I see a shift and I feel something. And you will, I promise you, to some subtle effect, you will feel something. And the key is you really don't have to do anything except observe and welcome the healing, welcome the quantum healing. Remember, we work with your photograph. You don't have to change your diet. You don't have to fast. You don't have to cut back on your exercise regimen. You do nothing except welcome the healing. Scalar energy, the intelligence will do what it needs to do to improve your health.
I'm so excited about this. I'll be sending my photo. today, but I'm glad to hear that there's really nothing other than the expectation to receive that energy healing, that scalar energy healing that is basically saying, I'm ready, I'm open, and I'm exactly. ready.
And that's it. I'm ready to accept the healing. That's it. It's so simple, it's so transparent.
Any other last words of wisdom or nuggets of information that you can provide my listeners?
I tell people, and I mean this, you are a scalar energy expert because everybody has scalar energy in their soul, their mind, and their body. Okay? We are made in the image of God, scalar energy. So just access that information, pray, and realize that you are made in that image of God, that perfect energy, that perfect light. Everybody has that light. Just access that. Pray, meditate, be a good person. You are a scalar energy expert. Use it to your advantage.
I love that. Thank you so much, Tom Palladino. I often tell the people that I work with that they have the energy within them, that there's nothing external
yes.
that they need to feel whole and perfect because they already are. They were created perfect and with their gifts and with that special light inside. And so hearing the scalar energy new science, it just resonates.
It all makes sense now. You know, and why would we say these things for centuries? Now we have proof. It's a fundamental law. It's scalar energy from the sun and the stars. Everybody has that scalar energy. So everybody participates in that. Everybody is made in the image of God.
I love it. I just want to thank you so much for all of your research and in this new technology. And I'm just excited. I'm excited to give it a try.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.